So our listener Willow, dating a coworker, ready to shout it from the rooftop.
I'm in love, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
That was worth it.
All right, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Willow.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey. So, first of all, thanks for allowing us to chat with you.
We appreciate it.
Yes. Will you tell us kind of what's going on?
Yeah. Thanks so much for calling me. I really need help with this. So I would love your take. I've been dating a guy from my office for about 7 months or so.
Okay.
And when we first got together, he was in the middle of, like, a nasty divorce. Mm. And no one in the office knew about it except for me. We both agreed that it would just kind of be smarter if we keep things quiet on the hush for a while so it doesn't look messy or rushed once people kind of figured out what was going on for him personally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I get that.
And so at first, I was fine with the plan, you know. But like a month and a half ago, I told him I was ready to stop hiding it. And he said he's just not there yet. And mm-hmm. I waited. Mm-hmm. So last week, he brought up that he was finally telling people, only to backtrack again a couple of days later.
Okay.
So here's where I'm struggling. We work in a really small firm. There's no policy against dating coworkers, and he's not my boss or anything.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. All those boxes checked. Okay.
Right, right.
Office couples have worked there before also, but yeah. He's super private, and no one really asks about his private life.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm, like, close to a lot of my coworkers, and I just feel like I'm constantly dodging questions and acting weird, and it's starting to make me feel dishonest.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And you just want to be open because you're excited that you're in this relationship.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to talk about that?
Right, right.
Right, right. And I don't want it to seem like I'm doing something I'm not supposed to.
Sure.
And so part of me understands why he wants to keep his privacy after the divorce.
Right.
And the other part, I just feel hurt after 7 months. I still feel like I'm a secret. And we're really serious about each other. We talk about a future together. But at what point does keeping it private turn into hiding me?
Oh, that's what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when he's kind of been a little bit of a yo-yo when it comes to, let's tell people. No, I don't want to tell people.
Well, yeah. And yeah. And I can totally understand starting point where he was going through a breakup. It was kind of
sure.
messy. Yeah.
That's and so, understandable.
So he's like, you know what? It's going to look weird if we all of a sudden jump into this relationship. And we tell everybody. So it's like, oh, all of a sudden I'm married. Now I'm not. Now I'm dating Willow, you know.
But now you feel like you're far enough removed from all that, that it's a safe time to be able to reveal, okay, you guys are in a relationship.
Yeah, like at first it was super sweet and I understood and it was kind of him. But I just want to know if your listeners have dealt with any office relationships before.
Mm-hmm.
Is it smarter to keep things quiet as long as possible? Or should I push for us to finally just be upfront before it becomes even bigger thing later?
Well, coming from experience, Willow.
Oh yeah, there was some pen and company ink with Ben.
I think you just, you know, start lightly patting him on the butt and
do in the office.
Yeah, why not?
No,
what do you
sir?
Mean no?
No, that's always going to be a listen. I'm going to go ahead and apologize.
I'm saying that's a way that you can subtly start to show people
that's inappropriate. Makes everybody feel uncomfortable. Don't do that.
I don't know. That might be a meeting with HR.
Willow's rethinking everything.
Yeah,
right,
she's
now.
Like, you know what? I'm going to back out of this conversation right now.
Pretend I didn't call. I get it though. These are like, typically we're like, no, avoid office romances. But honestly, that you see these people all the time.
Sure.
It's natural to like develop feelings for people, I guess.
Absolutely. So, and that's not even, you know, the question here now is just how do we get him comfortable to start letting people know you guys are a couple?
Right, 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 right. Okay. I still contend.
No, don't.
I still contend the little grab and tickles.
No, there's no grab and tickle at the office, even after people know. No. No.
I think that's a great way to just subtly let people know.
No.
It worked for me. I'm married to her. It's fine.
Okay, but no.
I don't work in the same place.
Okay.
All right. By the way, I don't know, Willow, if you have any experiences with bread freezers or at your work.
We don't need to. Doesn't sound like it's that kind. When she says firm, it doesn't sound like they have a freezer.
Where
people go to hook up. That's what he's saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, what happens in the bread freezer stays in the bread
freezer. We need to make Willow feel comfortable.
I'm trying, Kelly.
You're not doing a good job.
I'm sweaty now. All right. Okay. Sorry, Willow. Anyways.
We're going to try to get you better advice.
We do have people already texting in. Some of them are actually about me, but others are about you.
That's
so
great. Ben has a talent of redirecting sometimes.
But yeah, I do. It sounds like you got a good situation. We just need to like let the world know at this point. So
and how to get him on board.
Yeah. So Willow, we'll try to do that for you. And we got plenty of people that are already chiming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for allowing us to talk to you this morning.
And sorry for Ben.
Thanks, Ben and Kelly. You've been great.
All right. See you, Willow. We're going to say there's a lot of people who are chiming in with red flags. We'll tell you exactly why.
Lisa says, Benjamin, Megan, David, stop! Benjamin, Megan, David.
If I was born a female, my name would have been Megan. Yes.
I love that.
All right.
Lisa.
Why this is a red flag potentially, we'll let you know. Plus, if you've got another story about being in this situation yourself and any wisdom you can impart, 502-795-1997. So just got off the phone with Willow, who is dating a coworker, been dating him for 7 months. They didn't reveal their relationship in the office, not because it was taboo or frowned upon to have a relationship with a coworker at their office.
No rules at that office.
But because he was going through a messy breakup, divorce at the time, and thought the timing would be weird. Now, what we didn't ask, and maybe we should have pressed, is she the reason they're getting a divorce?
And is it final?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying red flag because the divorce probably is not final. That's why he's not wanting to say anything. People probably at the office still think he is married. I don't think people at the office think he's still married. That's just me assuming that, though, because of what she said.
Exactly. The way that she framed it made it seem like, okay, people know he's getting divorced. And then I guess the optics of if he looks like two others, he's moving on too fast, or that there was, overlap, then it makes her look like a homewrecker, and they didn't want to do any of that. But now she's thinking that we're far enough removed from all that. It's time. He was all like, yeah, it's time. But now he's like, no, it's not time. And Lisa says, from an HR perspective, this may mean that you're not the one. He may be keeping his options open and might be interested in someone else in the office.
Wow.
That is an interesting take.
Wow.
That is an interesting take.
Especially
indeed.
If it's one of those offices where people just kind of like date around the office.
Yes.
It sounds like maybe it is, if there's already been office couples in that office.
But I feel like Willow would have like clued into that.
That sounds kind of fun.
Stop!
I mean, this place used to be a place where there was intermingling amongst coworkers.
Back in the day.
Well, we can only...
There's like when more single people worked here.
We can only hope that that's having a resurgence.
Are you directing this at like Izzy and Emily?
I'm not saying one thing or another.
Because Ryan's got a girlfriend.
Yeah. All right. Andrew, the love doctor, not a real doctor, calls our show all the time, sent us a voice note and said...
Well, first off, somebody needs to control Ben because he's absolutely incorrect about the whole butt tapping thing. But anyway.
Oh, here, I should probably clarify.
Did suggest some inappropriate things like, we'll just do a little pat on the butt at the office and that'll let people know. No, that makes everybody uncomfortable. Don't do that.
But if you have a bread freezer.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I digress. She just needs to tell him it's going to be one way or the other.
Uh-huh.
And I hate to say give him an ultimatum, but at the end of the day, it's 7 months in. I mean, unless he's hiding something, again, there's more to the story. It doesn't sound like it. Sounds like the relationship is great. Sounds like everything is going well. But
yeah,
I understand he likes to keep things private, but eventually sure. It's going to have to come out. So maybe she asks him what time frame is good for him. What does he feel is appropriate? Is it 9 months? Is it a year or whatever that looks like? But she's just got to dig in her heels and say, hey, this is what's going to happen, or you can find somebody else to spend time with. Keep on loving, guys.
Andrew, the love doctor.
Well, Charity's also saying, okay, at this point, what does he say his issue is with being open about your relationship? Sounds like he's playing the field. If not at the office, maybe there's something still going on with the ex.
Yeah, Eric on Facebook, tell him you're tired of hiding your relationship. You feel dishonest, and tell him you don't like that feeling. You may have to slow down on dating him if he can't catch up on your level of commitment.
Okay.
I don't think that's a bad piece of advice there.
Exactly. I would think at this point, you know, she says that they've talked about having a future. Hmm. So maybe that, again, that's how we talk about that. Like, okay, well, are you still on the same track of seeing us together down the road? And so, like, at what point are we letting everyone be clued into the fact that we're a thing?
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Exactly.
All right. So good luck, Willow. I think, yeah, I like some of those where you just gotta say, hey, this is my timeline. What's your timeline?
Exactly.
All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted.
Yeah. You just gotta keep pressing it. And then if he never comes around, then you need to have a little talk about, well, what are we doing here?
Yep. All right. That's group therapy.